It's a Monday morning, which means it's time for your Linden Hometown News. The Linden Hometown News brought to you by Rustler's Front Street Grill, which is going through renovations, as we've been talking about on the Hometown News. But good news, they're still open and they're still ready to serve you. Stop by today and see great progress all coming soon. Rustler's downtown in Linden. Joining us now, our man about Linden, Bo Wild, right behind the mic for us this morning. Bo, good morning. Did you have yourself a lovely spring-filled weekend?
I did, even though it wasn't quite spring. We were still fighting a little bit with winter, and I think it's going to spit a little winter later on this week. But people are out walking. They're enjoying the weather. We had bikes out there. The parks were filled with kids playing, families playing with kids. It's just a really nice thing to see neighbors out talking in the middle of the street where, you know, we kind of hibernate throughout the winter. So this is a nice thing to see. And then, of course, that sound in Linden that you hear in the spring, the humming mowers, you know, that people are starting to get an early jump on their lawns and taking care of those. So, you know, if you're looking for a place to kind of repair your mower, you know, or maybe it didn't quite start, so yours was not humming, you know, the only place that I know of in Linden, and people can call the station or text me or email me at the station, is Pape Machinery. So the only place in Linden, there are places outside of Linden, you know, out in Everson, S&S, as well as the mower place down there in Ferndale, too. But the only place in Linden is Pape. So I'm sure they're lined up pretty good. So if you're not wanting your lawn to look too bad, then and Linden prides themselves on lawns.
This is a fact. This I know. And you are allowed. I know there was some sort of misconception or an old law back in the day that you couldn't mow your lawn on Sundays.
It was more of an ordinance.
Ordinance? Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't enforced at all, but it is something that we're known for, yes.
And yesterday was a good day to mow that lawn, but so was Saturday as well. So hopefully we could get another weekend like that if you happened to miss out on this lawn mowing opportunity,
And just to say, Deanna, if you need some lessons on lawn mowing, you're welcome to come over and I'll show. I don't know if this is an experience, something you've experienced before, but maybe this is something that you need to learn. And I think there's some people that can teach you out there in Linden.
I appreciate the offer, but I am very, very capable on a tractor lawn mower. I was taught well, raised well by the folks at home.
Well, excellent.
There we go. So for other folks who might not be worrying about the lawn or the fun weather, you want to move beyond that. You want to know what's going on in Linden. Youth sports kickoff. What's going on here? I thought youth sports was kind of a year-round thing over in Linden.
Well, it is kind of a year-round thing, but it moves outdoors. The last day for softball sign-up is today. So if you want to get your gals, your young daughter signed up for softball, needs to go in today. You can go into lindenyouthsports.com and just fill out the form, get you all signed up. Baseball was last week, so you kind of missed the deadline there. But those fields were filling up with baseball and baseball jamboree this last weekend. So that just kicked off this last weekend. So, but those youth sports are fun to watch. I'm sure we'll have those interleague softball teams that are out there too on the softball field. So those Bender fields will fill up quickly.
Well, that I believe, yeah. I know we talk about Linden a lot as being, in terms of sports powerhouses, on the football and the basketball side. We know Linden does that tremendously well. How do they fare when it comes to getting on the mound, be it either softball or baseball?
You know what? I would expect with the athletes that they've had from the football and the basketball that they're going to do very well. They almost, you know, triple crowned it last year with their baseball team. So maybe they have a chance this year. So it's still early in the season. Baseball is a long season. So we'll see. So also a lot of those athletes also do track. So maybe we're dividing out some of those young boys in those high schools and they're split up. So maybe they're not as strong powerhouse-wise when it comes to baseball. But you know what? We'll keep an eye on them, right?
Absolutely. That's all we can do here. We can just keep an eye on those teams and report to you when they win the big game. And this coming weekend is Easter weekend, I think we should call it that. Now, as I've told you, Bo, earlier, I actually Orthodox Lent starts today, so I'm very, very out of the Easter loop this year. But it's hard for me to believe. It feels right that Easter is this week, and I know the date changes all the time. But for me, this time of year, it makes sense. We're right around
Easter
spring.
Easter is actually the weekend after, the last day in March. So actually, we get another week. So there'll be, but gearing up, we'll have all these Easter events coming up with all the churches and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, can't count. Can't count this morning. We're not there quite yet, but we're coming up on it.
But we're coming up, and we'll keep you abreast. And I'll try to give you an update on all the Easter events that are coming up next week. Tune in to Linden Hometown News on Monday mornings at 6:20,
and at 7:50, we'll have the know-how on all those Easter egg hunts. No, we're not going to tell you where those eggs are hidden. That would be foolish and cheating, and we also don't know where they are.
And if you have any news, email me at bwild.
At CascadeRadioGroup.com.
At CascadeRadioGroup.com.
Wild with an E, our man about Lyndon Bo Wild joining us this morning. Bo, thank you so much.
Thank you.